Get at every one of us. And we keep each other in prayer and lift up each and every one of our names, you know. Pray for our lost and those that are sick. We get, you forget us a song.
143.
Good to be one of God's children. You know, if you're out there and you hear my voice and you're not one of God's children, you can be. You know.
Number 9.
Tell me how the time lasts. sin, and yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Does anyone have anything this morning? No, I'm going to go to my scripture I've got this morning, Jeremiah chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 17. Say amen when you get there. Found a limit. We'll start with verse 17. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way? And now, what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor, or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and a bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord thy God, the Lord God of hosts. For of old time I have broken the yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For though thou wash thee with nitric, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways, a wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure, in her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her mouth they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope, no, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. And as the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to the stock, thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth, for they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble they will say, arise and save us. That's all I'm going to read right now. You know, I've had this on my heart for ever since about Monday or Tuesday, you know, and that vine, you know, God is a true vine. You know, when you partake of God and stay planted in his word and read his word, and, you know, it helps you grow. But when you turn and go back, although you've promised that you'd never forsake him, you never turn your back on him again, but then you find yourself out in the world, you know, and back in the same way that you came from. He'll still hear you. You know, he's not left you. If you've left him, all you have to do is come to him and ask him just to come back into your life, you know. If he's knocking at your heart's door and just telling you to come back, obey him, you know. The Lord's been good to each and every one of us. You know, we're still alive. We're still able to ask for forgiveness. If we've done something wrong, it is his will to forgive us. You know, he don't want to see nobody perish. But all have come to repentance and have everlasting life. And I'm so thankful I serve a God that's able to do that. You know, it's so easy for us to condemn other people. You know, we're not supposed to judge, but it's so easy to do that. You know, it's easy to catch yourself saying, well, I'd never do that. Next thing you know, you're in their shoes. You're doing the same thing. You better be careful of what you do. You know, and hey, I've had an anger issue all my life, you know, and a temper that would just go off just like that. But the Lord's helped me with it, you know, and in no way do I want to bring any reproach on the church or the mighty God. You know, I don't want him to turn me over to a reprobate mind, you know, and I'm just so thankful that he is the vine, and he's letting me join in, and he's attached me to it, you know, where I may bring forth good fruit. You know, I'm so thankful that I serve a mighty God as he is. Does anyone have anything on their heart this morning? If not, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Paul.
That scripture Brother Sammy's reading right there, if you look at that, what God has done here, he's built a case against Israel. And it shows that they stand guilty, but the next chapter shows that they're shameless. So I believe you better be careful how you get to where things don't bother you. Because when you get to where things don't bother you, something must be wrong. But anyway, turn your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark this morning. You pray for us. Lord, help us this morning. Debated on whether even trying, but feel like I need to. But in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, I want to start reading in verse number 42. Mark 6 and 42. Good to see everybody with us today. People coming back. Good to see Mama all back with us. And all of you. Appreciate you all being here. But notice this morning in Mark 6 and 42. The Bible said, and they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on land. And he saw them towing and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he comes unto them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed he had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled, and immediately talked with them and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up into the unto them into the ship. The wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land Genesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship straightway, they knew him, ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about the in the beds those that were sick, and when they heard he was. And whatsoever he entered, and whithersoever he entered into villages, cities, or county, country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that he would not touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. You may be seated this morning. And I want you to know this morning and notice what's happening and what had just taken place here in the Bible. We see here in the Bible, this is where when the Lord begins to tell us here in the beginning here who he was, where he come from. Because of his own country, he couldn't do a whole lot of things, couldn't do a whole lot of miracles because of people's unbelief. I mean, his own family, brothers and sisters, the Bible said that they were offended at him, and he could just do very few things except maybe just touch a few sick along the way. And it goes on to tell him here that when he began to, when he called the 12, began to send them forth two by two, give them power over unclean spirits. And he told them to go into whatever place whatever house would receive you. He said, Abide there until you depart. He said, If you don't hear you, just shake the dust off your feet and go on. He said, And they went out everywhere and preached that men ought to repent. And the Bible said, Herod right here, and he got to hear about the Son of God, and he thought that it was John Baptist come back to life. I mean, he knew that he had cut John's head off. He thought John had come back to life. And no doubt, I mean, when Jesus goes to moving and goes to healing and goes to feeding and goes to doing things, his fame's going to go out. I mean, he's going to touch a lot of lives and a lot of people. And stay with me. I'm going somewhere this morning. And the Bible said, when John's head had cut off, the Bible said that the disciples heard of it, and they took up the corpse, and they laid it in the tomb. And the apostles gathered together unto Jesus and told him what things that were done. And he said, Well, come on, I want you to go away with me here a little bit. Go into a little desert, a little place and abide. I mean, come with me and spend a little time alone, because I know you've not barely took time to eat and so on and so forth. But anyway, the Bible said that they got in a boat, they went to the into a desert place by ship privately, but the people got the noticing that he left, that he wasn't there, and the Bible said that they went by, when they got to where they were going, Jesus looked up and seen a crowd, and the Bible said that he had compassion on the crowd. Then he turned to his men and brethren, asked them if they had anything, and one of them said, just send them away. I mean, we're too penny worth. I mean, we ain't got enough to take care of this crowd. But Jesus said, Give me what you got. That's when he took the little fishes and the little bread, and God blessed it. He fed. The Bible said 5,000 men. I don't believe that. Maybe it was counting the children and the women. I mean, he fed a lot of people there. But notice this morning that. But then God helped me today. I've never seen it like this. But I got it this morning early. I want to be a preacher.
meditation on a thought this morning. I cannot do it by myself. I cannot do it. I made my mind up and realized, I just simply cannot do it. There'll be times in your life when you run into things and things will come your way. You're going to have to realize that you don't have the power, and I don't have the power to do what needs to be done. Notice this morning, right here in this verse number 45, and we're not going to say a whole lot this morning maybe, but the Bible said in verse number 45, he said, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side. And now notice here this morning, after he fed the multitude, and sent him away, he went up into the mountains to pray. But before he did, he straightway told his disciples to get in the boat and go to the other side. And the Bible said, while they were there, while they were going, and while they were towing, and while they were rowing, they got to a place in their life that you and I'll have to come in a place in our life and we'll have to say, I cannot do it. And the Bible said that Jesus in the fourth watch of the night come down and seen them rowing and towing, for the winds were contrary unto them. I noticed this morning, guys, you're the whole family of Bill and little James the day before yesterday, he got saved. The whole family got born again, saved by the grace of God. And brother, you know where they're going? They're going to the other side. But you know what they're in now? They're in a storm. Bill and in the hospital in bad shape, and pneumonia, and so on and so forth. But I believe it comes a point in our life, no matter what's going on and what situation we're in, we're just going to have to say, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And if we get to that place where we realize we can't do it, I guarantee he'll show up. The Bible said in the fourth watch of the night, brother, here he come walking on the water. You know where he's at this morning in your storm? He's right here on top of the water. He's right here where he needs to be, right here where he said he'd always be. And brother, they thought he's a ghost. They thought he's a spirit. And Jesus made like it and went on by. And the Bible said, brother, when they said, don't be afraid, it's me. Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened, it's me. And the Bible said, and I believe this, this must have been a pretty good sized boat, because the Jesus was walking on the water, he had to get up in that thing. I've been in a lot of boats wrecked, and you men too. I've stepped down in the boat, but this is right here, the Bible said that he went up into them, brother, into the ship. It must have been a pretty good sized thing. Here to him this morning, I believe God's a blessing the little church, and I believe it's a growing from the inside out. But I know one thing today, beloved, we've got an enemy with the adversary, the devil. He don't like it because people are getting saved and by the grace of God and by growing and the ship moving and growing and people getting aboard and so on and so forth. But I know one thing, brother and sister, this morning, I cannot do it, and you can't either. Here the Bible said when the God, when he got up in the boat, the Bible said the wind ceased. He said, and they were sore amazed in themselves, and they forgot, and they forgot the miracles of the loaves, because their hearts were hardened. So this tells me, beloved, along the way, we'll see the Lord work, we'll see miracles, and things happen. And you know what will happen if we're not careful? Our heart will be hardened, and we won't recognize and realize what God's a doing. Here's an example of it. And you notice the Bible said that straightway he told them to get in to the boat, but they didn't realize and recognize all of it and what had transpired, brother, until when they got over here in verse number 54. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. There'll be times in my life and in your life, brother, on this journey, on this ship and on this ocean that we're on, that we're trying to get to the other side. We'll see miracles. We'll forget miracles. We'll forget things. Where we've seen God work in our life. But when God said straightway, get into the ship, get on the other side, he meant they were going to the other side. And we'll face storms in our lives. We'll face troubles in our lives. And we won't understand along the way in our heart to get a little harder and get a little hardened about things on the journey. I want you to just say this morning, I can't do it. I can't do it. And if we'll get to the place in our life where we realize that we can't do it, I tell you what'll happen. Straightway we'll recognize him when we get over to the end of it. How many of you this morning have been through things in your life that you thought, ain't no way I can get through this? I'm facing an impossible thing right now, and there's no way that I can get through this. But ain't it amazing how that you get through that thing, that when you get through that or get across that mountain or get up out of that valley or get to where you're going, ain't it amazing how you stop and say, thank God for what he's done for me. I hear it all this morning in testimony. Thank God for what he's done for me. Thank God. I tell you what, when you was falling around that boat and hurting your body, you didn't think much about it, but you said it this morning. I couldn't do it, but thank God he did. Thank God for what he's brought me through over the months and weeks. Hey, out there this morning, beloved, I know you're troubled. I know you're rowing. I know you're towing and trying to get to the other side, and you're seeing miracles. And maybe it's you don't understand things. But I beg you this morning, I just realize and say, I can't do it. And I'll guarantee you, when we get to where we're going, you'll say, I realize that I couldn't do it. But thank God straightway now I know. And I see and I realize who brought me through it. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise the Lord. I can't do it. Straightway told him to get into the boat and get to the other side. Good to see you back, John. They didn't understand all of it on the journey. They forgot about the loaves. There'll be things happen in our lives and that we face on a regular basis. And as in a pastor, different things comes our way that maybe you don't ever know about. But there's one thing I know, I can't do it. But straightway he said to get to the other side and pray God when we get through it. I can't wait to say, hey, I know how we got here. I know how we made it through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for helping me with my teeth this morning. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know how we got there, Abby, but the Lord